Hello and welcome to the Mount Rick Baptist Church Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Wayne Splon and today is Friday, December the 17th. In this season, we're going through our Advent devotional guide, which is based on the book of Jeremiah. Today I'll be reading from Jeremiah chapter 43, and after the reading, I'll be sharing some thoughts that I have on the passage from our Advent devotional guide. So I invite you to listen now, Jeremiah chapter 43, beginning in verse 1. When Jeremiah finished speaking to all of the people, all these words of the Lord their God, with which the Lord their God had sent him to them, Azariah the son of Hoshaiah, and Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the insolent men said to Jeremiah, "You are telling a lie. The Lord our God did not send you to say, 'Do not go to Egypt to live there.' But Baruch the son of Neriah has set you against us to deliver us into the hand of the Chaldeans, that they may kill us or take us into exile in Babylon." So Johanan the son of Kareah and all the commanders of the forces and all the people did not obey the voice of the Lord to remain in the land of Judah. But Johanan the son of Kareah and all the commanders of the forces took all the remnant of Judah who had returned to live in the land of Judah from all the nations to which they had been driven, the men, the women, the children, the princesses, and every person from whom Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had left with Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, son of Shaphan, also Jeremiah the prophet, and Baruch, the son of Neriah. And they came into the land of Egypt, for they did not obey the voice of the Lord, and they arrived at Tophanes. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah in Tophanes, "Take in your hands large stones and hide them in the mortar in the pavement that is at the entrance of Pharaoh's palace in Tophanes, in the sight of the men of Judah, and say to them, 'Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will send and take Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and I will set his throne above these stones that I have hidden, and he will spread his royal canopy over them. He shall come and strike the land of Egypt, giving over to the pestilence those who are doomed to the pestilence, to captivity those who are doomed to captivity, and to the sword those who are doomed to the sword. I shall kindle a fire in the temples of the gods of Egypt, and he shall burn them and carry them away captive. And he shall clean the land of Egypt as a shepherd cleans his cloak of vermin, and he shall go away from there in peace. He shall break the obelisk of Heliopolis, which is in the land of Egypt, and the temples of the gods of Egypt he shall burn with fire." As technological devices invade more areas of our lives, it seems that people have an increasingly difficult time listening intently to what others have to say. You've probably experienced this in your own life. You're at lunch with a friend, and as you are in the midst of a conversation, they look down at their watch or pull out their phone to check a notification before turning back to you. Perhaps you've experienced this repeatedly during one encounter with a friend and wondered if talking was worth the effort given the lack of attention you were receiving. However, as frustrating as it can be to speak with someone who finds it hard to focus on your words, it can be even more upsetting to clearly communicate a message to someone who doesn't believe what you have to say. It's not that they failed to hear you because they were distracted. Instead, they heard your message loud and clear, but didn't believe your message was true. Jeremiah knew well the heartache associated with delivering a message others wouldn't accept as true. In Jeremiah chapter 43, Jeremiah warns the remnant left behind in Jerusalem to remain in the land and trust that God will provide for their needs and protect them from further harm at the hands of Babylon rather than seeking refuge in Egypt. The leaders agree to obey whatever word Jeremiah receives from the Lord regarding this important decision, but when Jeremiah doesn't give the message they want to hear, they ignore his warning and trust in their own instincts. Despite warnings of sure doom that would come to them, they set out for Egypt. In Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 2, the author writes, "Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. In the past, the Lord spoke to his people through prophets like Jeremiah, but in these last days he has spoken to us through his Son. And just as it was critical that God's people listen and obey the message of the prophets, so it is critical that we listen closely to what God has said to us in Jesus Christ." The writer of Hebrews spent much of his letter pleading with people to listen to the message they received in Jesus. In addition to the normal technological intrusions, this season brings its own unique set of distractions. Gift lists must be checked. Parties need to be attended. Church services will likely fill up your calendar. But it would be tragic if we allow the busyness and distractions of this season to keep us from hearing the clear message of Christmas, or if our hearts simply won't believe the message should it break through the noise. In Jesus, the Lord of all creation has humbled himself by taking on flesh and becoming obedient to the point of death on a cross so that we might be reconciled to God. The only appropriate response to this word of grace is to bow our knees in worship, glorifying the Lord for all he has done. In the days that remain before Christmas, I invite you to take whatever steps are necessary to block out the many distractions in our world so that you might hear and respond in faith to the good news of salvation offered to you through Jesus Christ. This is a message you simply can't afford to miss. I invite you to pray with me. Lord, we confess that we are often a distracted people. In normal seasons of life, we are pulled in lots of different directions, and even in this season of the year where our hearts are focused on celebrating the birth of your Son and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, we can miss out on what you want to say to us in and through him. So we pray that you would declutter our hearts and our ears so that we might lean in and listen to this good news of all that you've done for us in Jesus, that our lives might be transformed and we might be more faithful followers of him. We offer this prayer in Christ's name.